Welcome back to another episode of Struggle Studios.
Sir.
I'm Grant, joined my other two hosts, Cassius and CJ.
What's up?
This is episode 90, big 90, bro. I want everybody pass on the back, bro, for making this far, bro.
10 away from 100.
Pass on the back, bro. Pass on the back, you know. Yes, bro, sir. 10 away from 100, bro. Bro, and I feel like we're finally cracked through the brick wall. We're making some milestones type shit, at least for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, thank y'all so much for supporting, coming through. Live, not live. Again, we are live. Okay, for those that don't know, on Struggle Studios, we also have a game channel, Struggle Studio Gaming. We go live in there almost daily, bro. We've been going crazy on there. Make sure you don't miss out, man. We also have a TikTok, Struggle Studios, a Twitter, Studio Struggle. I know it's another little mix-up, y'all, so, but it's Studio Struggle, not Struggle Studio on Twitter, all right?
Yeah.
Instagram, Struggle Studio _, and I think I named all another, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Yeah.
Bro, this week has been crazy.
Yes. All right.
The king himself, Drake.
Yes.
The winter is coming. Type Drake, you know?
Yes, sir.
Drizzy Drake.
The GOAT.
Champagne Poppy.
It's the sky.
Chee! Dropped his 7th studio album.
Yes, sir.
Honestly, never mind. How are you feeling about it?
I ain't gonna lie. First listen, I had mixed emotions about it, man. First listen, I was mixed emotions. It was kind of like, I was expecting something else. I was expecting like a
classic Drake album.
Classic Drake album, you know? Not classic as in like, well, obviously, I want a classic from him, but
yeah, as a perfect. Like, you know, it's been like a perfect, perfect album.
But like, I wanted like a, you know, what I expect from Drake, you know?
Uniform Drake.
Yeah, Uniform Drake, which is always greatness, you know? What we got was like a, I think it's called like house music. I think that's the genre of music it was.
Yeah. I think house is a subcategory. The main thing is like dance.
Yeah.
It felt more like club music, bro. Like music play at the club, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. It was very like, you know.
I told you, bro. Cassius joined the stream yesterday, yeah. And he was saying it was like booty shaking music. I'm like, nah, bro. It's like shoulder shaking music. Like,
yeah.
Like bobbing your shoulder.
So I was surprised, and I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of disappointed. Not gonna lie, I was kind of disappointed.
Damn, disappointed in Drake?
Yeah, on first listen. Mm-hmm. But let's kind of break it down, I guess, track by track, you know?
I don't know if I can track by track.
Well, not track by track, but you know, some of the standouts of the album, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Intro starting off the song, bro.
I think this shows how much effort he put into the album.
Yeah. Intro was solid, bro. Intro got me hooked to me. Like when I like the intro.
You did ass?
Yes, I like the intro.
I thought it was complete nothing.
No. It was like a beat in the beginning. I'm thinking something else.
I don't remember it.
I thought the intro had nothing. Am I bugging?
It definitely had something. But anyway, when we got to Falling Back, bro, this like I hit, bro. I got hit by the this ain't what I asked for. This ain't it.
This ain't Drake.
I think this is the first time I heard Drake hit like a high note, bro. I wasn't feeling it, bro. I was not feeling Falling Back at all, bro.
Not feeling it.
On the beginning, bro, in my you know, I was like, either like, okay, I see where it's going. See where it's going.
I think he came off too strong.
Yeah, he kinda like jumped, like he like instead of like just easing us into like the new sound, he just jumped right into it, you know? I didn't like the high note, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting the oops beat, you know? it wasn't for me, bro. It wasn't for me.
Yeah.
But I kind of got on board when I got Tesco Green, bro.
Yeah, I like Tesco Green.
First listen and second listen, Tesco Green went hard, bro. I listened to the album twice in completion. Because the first time, like I said, I wasn't feeling the album that much. I didn't really understand it.
Mm.
But second listen, Tesco Green still went hard. I still liked it. It was just, to me, that's classic Drake to me. Even though
it kind of reminded me of old Drake.
Yeah,
like some of the notes he's hitting.
A couple of songs did remind me of old Drake.
It kind of reminded me like Take Care, Drake. Like the melody he's hitting. Like obviously not the song.
Pre-beard, bro.
Yeah.
That's what reminded me of, bro.
Currents, I love Currents. I love Currents, bro. I love Currents.
You know, I've never been a fan of the whole squeaking bed like sample on any song,
bro. Just wait. Once that part like fleshes out, bro. I love it, bro. Mm. I love it, bro.
Yeah, it's first listen and second listen. I didn't really miss the Currents.
I don't think go behind the curtains.
Yeah.
Okay, see. What do you mean, bro?
You just say go behind the curtains. A keeper. I like the keeper, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Was that him rapping? He's kind of rapping and singing on his boy on both of them. I think that's Baby and Keeper.
Oh yeah.
I like Keeper, bro. Keeper solid, bro.
Keeper okay. It's okay.
I like Keeper, bro.
I think you have to grow on me a little bit more.
Yeah. And Keeper in calling my name, like, I don't know if it's like they meant transition that way.
That's what Spotify previous discusses.
Yeah, but Keeper in calling my name go hard. But I don't like calling my name, bro. I like the first half of calling my name. Second half, not a huge fan of it, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I think he did bad with the title names, I ain't gonna lie.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Like, some of them don't really fit. Like, okay, I think Sticky fits.
Texas Green don't fit either to me. She said Texas Green, like, I think twice.
But that kind of fits, because, that was, like, the main concept. I feel that. But everything else does not fit, bro. I'm sorry.
What was Currents, bro? Currents.
Oh, Currents was, like, when he was, like, I'm moving to the rhythm of you, or I'm not going to
pass. I don't think you're a squeaking bat, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. That's all going to age like fucking wine, bro.
No way.
I feel like the majority of the album is going to age like wine.
I do think the album is going to age well. I do say that. Mm. Sticky. I hated Sticky the first time I heard it. Hated it.
You know how sticky it gets? Yeah. You know how sticky it gets?
Then I heard it again, bro. And it grew on me, bro. I like Sticky, bro. I added Sticky to my playlist, bro.
I actually think for one of the rapping songs, one of the only rapping songs on here, really, mm-hmm. I think probably one of the weakest songs on here, but yeah.
The beat was kind of basic, though. Like, it's like doom, 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 doom.
Yeah. I hate when rappers rap on beats I feel like I can make, bro.
Yeah. And speaking of beats I can make, bro, when I first heard Massive, bro, this was the worst song Drake I ever heard in my life, bro. I hated Massive so much, bro. Hated it, bro. Because I ran a little ding.
Oh.
In the beginning, and the kick kind of persists throughout the whole song, bro.
It reminded me of fucking the Donda Heartbeat.
Yeah, it Massive sounded like that's on CJ. It's not like a fight scene on a movie. Like Batman walking to the club, it's like beating niggas ass, and music still playing. That's what reminded me of, bro. I wasn't feeling it, but second listen, bro, my hips aren't moving, I ain't gonna lie.
Isn't Massive with the crazy beat drop?
Or yeah,
that,
yeah.
That shit like
that's strange in that bitch. Yep. Flights Booked.
I think that's my favorite song on the album.
Dang, that's crazy. God, I kind of hated it.
Flights Booked?
I liked the beginning of it, but then I thought he didn't deliver. Like, when you hear the freaking...
I'm afraid.
I think so. When you hear the chipmunk, singing and crooning, I'm a sucker for that, bro. So, you actually put me in with the freaking reverb and all that stuff.
Bro, I think that's my favorite song. I think... Well, my favorite out of the dance hit.
Mm-hmm. Overdrive. I was not a fan of Overdrive.
No, I didn't like Overdrive.
Not a fan of Overdrive, bro. It sounded like...
Overdrive is something that sounded like Lion King.
I call it White Drake, bro. He sounded like full one of white on us, bro. Nothing wrong with that, but it's not what I expect from my Drake.
That's a pop song. It's not like a pop, like, old, retro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even fuck with that one.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Drake said dude on that bitch, but, like, it was...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I had a nerve to say, like, yeah. Like, he gave us, like, a little... Yeah, like in the middle of Trinity Beats, like, no, bro. No. Downhill.
Yeah.
It was okay. Tie That Binds.
No, I don't like Tie That Binds.
I wasn't a fan of that one. It was, I know I don't like it because I can't remember that much about it. Mm. So, I wasn't a huge fan of that. Liability, bro.
Bro, I love that song.
I wish you didn't do the whole deep voice the whole freaking time.
Oh, yeah.
But it's
yeah, solid. Bro, if that shit was a normal speed, it'd be a hit.
Yes.
It'd be a solid hit, song.
And then he had to remind us, bro, that he just tested something out, bro. He just trying something different.
Still got a Midas touch.
Still got it, bro. Jimmy Cooks, hard as hell, bro. True one of this thing.
If I was Will Smith, I would have smacked him with a stick.
Yes.
I've been saying that shit, bro. Come on now.
It was just, to me.
Will wasn't wrong.
Yeah, Will wasn't wrong. He still got it, bro. And overall, I think this album was like, it's not a bad album. I don't support the whole like Twitter thing because I hate when especially albums I care about, I hate when they come out and I see it trending when they're in the morning.
Yeah,
I'm like I try not to get any like freaking like any secondhand opinions, but like I was like, damn, bro, it trending like that. So I clicked on it and then there's all this trash in it, bro. So in my head I already had like an idea like, okay, man, I'm not gonna like it. I was like, no, fuck yeah, and I'm gonna tell me what I like or not. Mm-hmm. And I heard it, I wasn't expecting this, and I think that's the only thing that made it like not good to me. Cause once I knew what to expect, the second listen, I was able to listen to what it was. You know, it's like you eating freaking steak right all day.
Yeah.
Drake gave you steak every day, and then one day he gave you cake after you just ate your steak. You're like, bro, why you give me this? but you still fucking like cake, you know? But you're expecting steak. Yeah, it's still good, but it's not what you're expecting, you know?
His cake.
Yeah, exactly.
To me, like, the only thing, I think everyone's not really liking it, bro. Because it was a surprise album, you know? It, not only was it a surprise drop, it was a surprise whole different genre drop, you know? I feel like if it was a normal Drake, it wouldn't be getting as much hate online. And I feel like, niggas just weren't prepared for it. You know, when you hit play, you're expecting fucking God's Plan, fucking the most Caribbean type dance shit we think you'll get, probably like a Control type shit. No one was expecting a whole house dance album from Drake, you know, especially not right now. And honestly, me personally, if I'm Drake, I'm not dropping this right now, bro. I'm sorry. Because, like, I feel like Drake has been in a spot recently that niggas is playing with him, you know?
Yeah, Lil Baby, Washington.
Yeah.
Kanye, Donna's Better.
Yeah, did a better album.
Still B's Trash.
Hey, to me, okay, I like it at the same time, because I feel like this is the first time Drake isn't trying to please us, you know? Pause. Okay. He didn't say he a pleaser, bro.
You're not sticky, he gets.
But, yeah, because normally his albums are trying to be like a mix of whatever I want, you know? If niggas like singing, I gotta listen, you know? Niggas like rapping, I gotta rap. Niggas like lyrical shit, I gotta lyrical shit, you know?
Yeah.
This one is for, like, something that he wanted to make, you know? So I respect that at the same time. But at the same time, if that's what he wanted to make, like, he wanted to make a dance album, he shouldn't have had Jimmy Cooks on it. He should have bit the bullet and went all the way, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like that kind of messed up the argument or the way to, like, defense against him. Because you can't be like, yeah, I just want to make a dance album, but then why the fuck is Jimmy Cooks on here? But that could have been on any other album.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it seems so out of place, but it's, you know, obviously a good song.
It's kind of like he's trying to remind, like, okay, it's just, I'm just trying something. It's stand on it, bro. Stand on what you have.
Yeah.
And let it be that. But I appreciate the song, but it could have been like a single he dropped, like, after, like, everybody hated on it and all that shit. But,
yeah. It felt like he's a little scared to drop it. So you're like, okay, all right, guys, I'm still going to have this in there, you know? I'm still going to have a hit in there.
What's your thoughts, CJ?
I was going to ask a question. Do you like that he's experimenting with other side of music?
I think Drake always kind of done that. Like,
yeah, me too.
He's always kind of experimented with different, like,
sounds,
different, like, I don't want to say accents, but, like, you know, different, like, beats from, like, you know, the Caribbean beats to, like, the London beats and all stuff like that. So Drake's always done that. He's always, like, hopped on in, like, a, I don't want to say hopping on a wave, but he definitely make the wave bigger. Whatever it is, he'll hop on it and make it, push it to the forefront. And,
yeah, I think he's, like he's more of a, see an upcoming wave and jump on it. Like, now, I don't think he, like, completely takes the waves.
Now, when it comes to this album, I had mixed feelings that he was saying, like, this is what's coming up next. This is what, like, music going to be. Pretty much, you heard it. You seen, like, him try to justify it, you know? We always ahead of y'all. You know, pretty much, we'll wait for y'all to catch up, you know? That's pretty much what he said. Do you think this is where music is going, or this is just, like, a avenue that he wanted to explore?
I definitely see the narrative getting pushed. Mm-hmm. Like, go back in time type shit. You know, like, the whole The Weeknd, Tory dropping retro albums that did pretty good. I could definitely see that. I could definitely see now Drake, one of the biggest artists, doing it type of shit, you know? Because I know it's not exactly like a retro vibe type of album, but definitely you get that feeling on some certain songs. So I can definitely see. And I ain't gonna lie, some of the songs that gave me, like, I don't even listen to Dua Lipa a little bit. It kind of gave me Dua Lipa vibes. Like the instrumentals. Like,
yeah, but I know what you mean. It gave me, like, like a Doja Cat, like that kind of world.
Yeah, type vibe, you know. So I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, but I can definitely I can trust Drake, you know.
You know what this album's gonna do really good at? Freaking, like, festivals and shit. Like, festivals and raves where they freaking get high on Molly and shit. Somebody's gonna freaking add the dubstep, whatever you wanna call it, the EDM to it. And like, some of the songs, like, even, like, I think it was Massive. Massive and the Keeper had a little freaking the beat drop, like, and everyone stopped fist bumping and shit. It had that beat on it, bro. So, and, like, I think Massive, the beat goes on, like, whole minute after he done rapping. Like, So it's definitely, he's going for, I think, that kind of vibe.
Definitely.
Do you see that as, like, a money grab thing, or is, like, a
I don't think a money grab. Maybe, like,
a new audience grab.
Because, like, I definitely don't see this is definitely not making more money than a classic Drake album, like a normal Drake album. It's definitely going, like, I think even sales wise, it's not doing the best. I think it's like doing like 230, which is kind of a flop for Drake, I ain't gonna lie.
Is it?
Yeah, 230. It is a surprise drop, but, you know, at the same time, it's Drake at the same day.
But I will say, I appreciate the surprise drop. I appreciate the surprise drop.
Yeah, me too.
I appreciate the, album come tonight, just so you know. I appreciate that. Especially from like, artists that I like, bro.
Bro, I know niggas was mad who dropping that night, bro.
Yes.
Niggas mad. Nigga, what? I waited the whole year for you to drop, and you drop now?
Yeah, I think Duke's supposed to drop. Well, I think he dropped, and then they stepped on it. But
that's crazy.
Crazy. Overall, what were out of 10, what would you rate this album? If you can do it right now.
Okay, out of 10. So I say I like about what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 songs. Mm-hmm. Out of 14, I'll probably get an 8. Probably give it 8.
8?
Yeah.
8 out of 10?
8 out of 10.
CJ?
Mm-hmm. I'd probably have to give it a second listen, but out of right now, mm-hmm. I'd probably give it a 7.
7?
Yeah.
Like I said, I had two different reviews. When I first heard it, not knowing what this is, listening it from start to finish, bro, I only like three of the songs, bro. So I would it hurt me so bad, bro. I would give it like a 4, bro. 4 out of 10. Listen to it now again, I think it's a solid 7, bro. Solid 7. 7 album.
Yeah, and I think the more I listen to it, it's gonna grow me more and more and more. That shit.
Now, what do you think? What do you consider Drake's worst album? Not counting this yet.
Not counting this. I think this is a hard thing because I feel like they're all good to this turn.
Yeah, I don't think you dropped a bad album. What is like, you think your least favorite album?
Least favorite album? I would probably have to go with. Damn. Might be still B. I don't think it's still. Might be still B.
I think it might still be too because. I agree. I think it might still be.
Because Scorpion got hits, bro.
Yes. I don't know. God's plan. People say more Scorpions are hard, bro. Scorpion got bangers and bangers and bangers, bro.
Bro, it's a nasty album, bro.
Now, if you put this up against CLB, do you think CLB comes out top or this?
Hell yeah, CLB.
CLB over
yeah.
this?
Yeah. I think Jimmy Cook is better than any song on CLB.
Mm-hmm. I think, I ain't gonna lie, not, this kind of early, I just listened to this for two times. Some of these songs might outlive freaking some of the best songs he'll be, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Some of these songs might outlive some of the best songs he'll be. Cause I don't even hear two sets anymore, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I don't hear two sets anymore, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
I mean,
some, I don't know. Right, but I'm kind of biased. Cause I just literally just heard it like an hour ago. So
I don't know. I don't think so.
You think these songs gonna just come and go?
Yeah. For majority of the audience, mm-hmm. for Drake niggas, no. Mm-hmm. But Jimmy Cooks, I think Jimmy Cooks is the only thing lasting.
You think so?
Yeah. Maybe Texaco Green, because it's just a pop like song overall. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's better than Girls though. Girls Like Girls nah, are
I think Massive going out of here, bro.
No.
I think Massive getting out of here, bro.
Nah. I don't think
wait,
so.
Wait until you try to listen, bro. Wait until you try to hear it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But everybody get a reading? Everybody get a reading and stuff?
Yeah.
Everybody get a reading? Okay. Oh, shit. Damn, I'm fucking up. My bad. All right, next topic.
Yes, sir. I believe it was the double SL.
Oh, shit. Why did I go back then? Damn. The double SL list, bro. Again, we're sorry. We're doing this live. Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
I apologize. How y'all feel about last year, double SL?
Bro.
Y'all feel like double SL is finally coming back?
No. Well, damn. Yeah, no. No. No, damn, bro. Damn. No.
You think it's another miss year?
I don't think it's another miss year. I think it might be a little too early, bro. Even though it's probably around the same time that I always do it.
Well, just for everyone to know, what is Double SL?
If you don't know. Break down.
Okay. Double SL is a, I feel like you did this before already. Yeah, but Double SL is like a media, a hip-hop media. It normally drops yearly releases of who's the next up-and-coming artist. And this year, 2022, we got a brand new list, you know, type shit. Which one is it?
2022. So,
you know what I'm saying? Did you
hit
the?
Oh no, I didn't even hit it, bro. My fault.
Pause. But and I tell you, please, but ready 5 stars, bro.
Yeah.
Ready 5 stars. We got Baby Tron. Y'all heard Baby Tron?
No.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm gonna go out and freaking put my old head card in, bro. I probably don't know like. Maybe 3 names on here, bro.
Bro, to be honest, I don't know anybody on here, bro.
And some of them I know names, but I haven't heard a single song. Single song for any of these, a lot of these people.
Bro, I feel like it's low-key. Okay, it's not the worst list,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the best list either, all right? Yeah. So we got Babytron. Babytron, I feel like Babytron is definitely on the way up, all right? Babytron is like a, I think.
Which one Babytron, bro? You got to tell me. You got
to. Babytron, I think right here.
Okay.
All right. He's like kind of like a, I think he might be Detroit, because he kind of got that Ty Grizzly. What's his name? T-Grizzly? Mm-hmm. Ty vibe. But kind of mess with LA, so I don't know where exactly he's from. But
you got any great songs or
he does like mixes. So like I think he just dropped one like a month ago on Lyrical Lemonade. It's like he has like a whole bunch of iconic songs or a whole bunch of iconic beats from songs. Mm-hmm. He raps over them in like a 3 minute song. Like they'll switch like this. And bro, he's so good, bro. I love him, bro. It's like fucking. Never mind. I guess that went awful. But never mind. then we got Coochies, all right? Coochies.
I like him. I
feel like majority know who Coochies
is. Yeah, he's like a Playboi Carti like clone to me. I ain't gonna lie, but I think he does Playboi Carti does better to me. But
I feel like I feel like he kind of broke down more. I ain't gonna lie though. Yeah. I feel like I don't really get Carti vibes anymore. Mm. I used to, but I feel like he's kind of pivoted from his own way. He definitely has his own sound type shit. But definitely I would have that same opinion. But Coochies, he has like songs like what's that song? Snot. Feeling in my system, going in my head. I forgot that. It's called. Wait, you know what I'm talking about. Then we got Saucy Santana. Y'all know Saucy Santana, don't
y'all?
Yes, I know Saucy. What's that song he made?
Walk. He made that.
He made what?
Let me see. Walk. That's him.
That what that song?
Yeah, that's him.
You're lying.
It was a diss track to it was another gay guy that he was beefing with who was like in a wheelchair.
Oh my god, I never knew that, bro.
Yeah, that's him.
What the fuck? That's cool. Then we got he made Saucy Potato made Material Girl. That's what it was.
That was him? I thought it was City Girls.
Material Girl.
I thought it was City Girls.
Yeah, he made that. Then we got Babyface Ray. Nigga's a senior, bro. Come on now. Babyface Ray is really, really,
a freshman. I don't know who that is.
He's like, I don't know exactly how to, what's something he's been on? He has this, where is he from? I think he might be from Detroit too, or LA. But I don't know. He has some decent songs. He has like a slow type vibe.
He was on Future's album. No Security. If you know, you know. What the Business Is. Sincerely Face. Champions. I never heard any of these songs.
I try to help you, bro.
I never heard any of these songs, bro.
I feel like the biggest nigga here is probably Nardo Wick.
Yeah.
Everybody know Nardo Wick is. Who do? Yeah. I'm getting out of songs, bro. It's fucking,
Who Wants Smoke?
No. Yeah, Who Wants Smoke? I can't start saying
that. Yeah. Is that name of song? That's not it.
What's that song, bro? It's
the stomping.
What the fuck is that?
I got you. Give me a second. I know the song, but I don't know the freaking
What is it called?
Who Wants Smoke?
Who Wants Smoke? Who Wants Smoke? Which was a massive hit.
Yes.
So I think he belonged here.
Yeah, from Florida, I believe. So.
Yeah, from Florida, Jit Slime. her name's Callie. I can't see the little thing I hear. So this is Callie. All right. Okay. I think I heard a little of her music. It's not really rap though. It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not rap, like it's not what you think of when you think of like SSL, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see her
Does she do the house type beat stuff too, or no?
She kind of remind me of like, I don't know. It's kind of hard. Like I don't think I've ever heard music like her before. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I'm glad she made it on here. Mm-hmm. I think I literally just heard her this week. Mm-hmm. But you know, good for her, man. Good for her. Then we got the two niggas sound exactly the same. The two bigs. The thing is, this is Big 30, he sounds just like Pusha T, I guess. Both sound kind of like Black Pusha T, and this is Big Scar. They kind of came off of Pusha T's name. Mm. You know, I'm sure they would have made it eventually, but definitely Pusha T elevated him to another level.
Wow, Pusha T for a couple more years, so they got it.
You really do. Then we got Sofego. I feel like, you're a Sofego?
I heard Akinem talking about him, and he called him like a Uzi clone, so I don't know, bro.
I feel like, okay, I don't think he's a Uzi clone by in potential. Mm-hmm. I feel like he just fills that spot, you know. The type of music he makes can just go like so well with Uzi's music.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have something together? I think they have snippets of something together. I might be wrong. But you know, Off the Map. You remember that song, Off the Map?
No.
Okay. Nice. What song? Yeah, Barrow. I think yeah. Knock knock. It's like it's that song like knock knock. Who's at the door right now? If you don't,
I think I heard a TikTok song.
Yeah. But he had that song. So I think he deserved it.
What about I don't know. Who's that guy?
This is a nigga. Come on, nigga. Keep my spirit alive.
Oh, that's him.
Alive more than anything. I didn't think K Rock. I don't know how you say nickname, but that's him. Nick from Donda, bro. Donda,
oh.
Nigga.
Oh, okay.
Kai C.I.
Something like that. This is... I'm guessing this is... Come on, where y'all seen that, bro? Come on, y'all repeat. I don't know who she is, bro.
She the douchey? Or...
I know one of them dropped a lame-ass song. It was like Rose Gold, Stripper Pose. It was ass. Just like the way it sounds. And I don't know who she is either, bro. But shout out to them for making the list.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is so mixed bag.
Mm-hmm.
It really can go anywhere. Because any of these girls can pop off. You don't really know. Because none of them really on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say it's an L list.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Sauce Santana's on here, bro. I think they got to be a troll, bro. Because no one ever... I don't think no one's really going to take Sauce Santana serious. I'm sorry. I really have Lil Nas. If they try to do like Pride Month, you know, type shit, you know? I feel like Lil Nas is a way better rapper than him, and he's a better, bigger artist. He might be too big for this, not thinking about it. But,
Where's Yeet? Is Yeet, should Yeet be on here?
I think I heard Yeet turn it down.
Okay.
But Yeet definitely should have been the dead center in the middle. Yeet and fucking, Lucky. I don't know if I heard Lucky, but I feel Lucky should definitely been in this bitch, bro.
But if you think about it, if you're a big artist, right?
Mm.
And you see who's up there with you, you know, you see freaking, what's his name, Babyface Ray or Big 30, and your big name, bro. Like, if you see they're on the list with you, doesn't that make you look bad while being on the same class as them? Or no?
I feel like to an extent, I feel like it's who you're next to, and I definitely think it makes you look bad to a certain extent. Like, who shouldn't be here? Nah, ain't nobody out of the league in this bitch. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Everybody kind of fit in. But let's say we had Yeetie right here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Yeet and Soulfly would be good together, you know, like they're both pretty big names.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Yeet, if you had Yeet, Soulfly, and Lucky, this list would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, take out one of the these random niggas, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I probably had him, bro, I ain't gonna lie, because I don't think he
knows. I think Nardo deserves being here.
Yeah, Nardo deserves to be in here, because he definitely, even though he kind of bit, 21 has a whole kind of wave, to me, mm-hmm. personally. I feel like he's not like a clone of 21. But the list, I feel like it's slowly improving again, you know? It's not the worst. Yeah, not the worst.
I think it's the best they could have most of all, because like, I think they should have different lists, because I don't know why Tim should be on the list somewhere, bro.
I definitely think Tim should be on the list, but
Lucky they should be on the list somewhere. They should be RBSL, bro.
Yeah, I agree, but I feel like who cares, you know?
Yeah, I know. I care, but I know a lot of people don't listen to like.
I feel like rap is a competitive scene.
Yeah,
that's why this episode does so well, because people be like comparing niggas to niggas.
Yeah,
rap. I feel like R&B is kind of like. They kind of like all in their own bubble. They didn't really compare RB niggas that much.
Yeah.
Unless they really tried to be compared.
Mm-hmm.
But they dropped their fucking trailer to the freestyles.
Yes.
Nigga, I'm excited for the most.
South Santana, right?
No. Baby Tron. Baby Tron. I thought Baby Tron had the best verse. All right. All right.
So this is like the little it's not the freestyle. It's like the teaser.
Teaser of the freestyle. So I think the freestyle will come out like throughout the week.
Okay.
Next week. So next podcast, we have a couple to rap to fully. Yeah. All right, and those who don't know, again, we are live on YouTube, Struggle Studio, so you can watch the video with us and rate us 5 stars.
Yes.
And hit the like button. Go to the YouTube Struggle Studio, so we're gonna watch this right now.
Yeah.
There's an echo, I apologize, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. I might need some bigger jeans money to keep poking out my pockets, like I perform at Chinese restaurant.
You understand, nigga? I can't ask a nigga first sentence, bro. Right.
I might need some bigger jeans money to keep poking out my pockets. Like I perform at Chinese restaurant, toilet every short chopstick.
I'm courtside in the club like the Cavaliers. Stripper money here, busting out they boosty years.
Oh, wait.
You ain't fucking with it?
Not at all. She sounds like how, you know, you got Doja Cat singing the raps?
Uh-huh.
She sounds like just Doja Cat rap voice.
Wait, let me think. I ain't people that.
Years. Stripper money here, busting out they boosty years.
Bro, this the back with the awkward camera.
Oh, yeah. The eye contact never breaks.
Bro, the fucking the weird ass camera angle, bro. Yeah, I didn't see that. But I feel like the freestyles low-key do some niggas dirty because some niggas aren't just
niggas, not good acapella, bro.
That too, but I feel like some niggas aren't freestyle artists, you know? Mm-hmm. Like
They need to make a song, bro. Make a song.
Yeah.
Right now, it's like literally just doesn't fit the category. Like,
yeah.
Like some niggas are better with like a whole production, you know? Like I feel like Kanye. I'm not saying Kanye is one of them, but I feel like Kanye making a freestyle compared to making a song is like million miles. You know, if you use basic Kanye for freestyles, you'd be like, okay, he's like a decent artist, but he's not crazy. But you listen to his fucking full productions.
Yeah.
It's masterpiece type shit, you know?
Yeah.
Smiling and weeping, life's full of highs and lows, but we need them. I just got some goals and I'm trying to achieve them. Work on a weekday, party on a weekend. Just
I'm not a fan of like melodic rappers, like just no beat, just the melodic singing.
Yeah, it's just like don't fit. It's so awkward, bro. This is why I really don't like freestyle that much, bro. Because niggas don't, it don't match niggas no more, you know? Mm-hmm. It don't match the current times no more. At least the majority of artists.
Yeah.
Maybe a nigga like Babyface Ray, I feel like he can do good. Mm-hmm. But I already know he because he's going to sound sleepy as fuck and the quietest shit. Watch this, bro. Watch this. I ain't listen to him.
It's another day in the hood. Squad 26 is so they rug. Fuck the small talk, bust a jug. Teardrops tatted on my thug. Fuck what you heard, even gangsters need love.
Double XL my body, they want me to slide in this bitch. Don't bring your hoe around me, because I'm not sliding this bitch.
I just began it, calling this a run.
Why you gotta
tell me how it feels to finally reach the sun?
Dom came through.
My happiness will only last a month.
Nigga cheated. Nigga cheated, bro.
Nigga about a crime.
Oh, I feel like Coochie, bro. Coochie probably go crazy, too.
When I was fired. I've been in the rain, feeling pain, and I ain't talking about Jiraiya.
Nigga know what's up. Hey.
Oh, shit. No pause. It's kind of crazy, though.
I never took my tail. Every day I'm steady sinning like we already in hell.
I told you, bro. The nigga talk just like Pusha T, bro. Big bird. Big bird.
Million, I ain't gotta wear no jewelry, and yeah, they been dropping, but I'm bored like a charcuterie.
Gotta thank God that I made it out of poverty, long way from kiddos and robberies. Pockets on swole like I just hit the lottery, now every day's a shopper spree.
I got my hater blockers on, it's tunnel vision. If you can't beat them, join them, better make your decision.
Why you always up in money? Them your man's bands, Mr. Count of Hundreds, all night till my hands cramp. Double XL this year, shout out Scam Fam.
Bro, I'm telling you, Baby Chung's going crazy, bro. Baby Chung's gonna carry the fucking list, bro. When it comes to cypher and shit, I guarantee it, bro.
You know what, though? Even though, like, I don't know many of these people on here, I'm kind of excited to see this one, you know? Last year, I was not excited to see him. Like, I was excited to laugh at them. But this year, I'm kind of, like, excited to see what, like, each one of them.
Yeah, see what he can prove. That shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
I definitely think it's doing good again. I think this is the only issue with XXL. Bro, every year, there's not, 12 artists? What, 10 artists? It's not 10 big artists every year, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, you're gonna have really bad years, and you have some really good years.
Yeah.
So, I feel like this is a year that's, like, really, like, dead in the middle, you know, depending on what they do.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I am definitely excited,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Damn, we've been hip-hop shit for fucking 30 minutes. All right, but, because I think you have right here, Quavo.
Oh. So, over the weekend, bro,
this guy's completely wrong.
over the weekend, bro, there was a man... grown man, bro, like up there in like his 50s, look like, bro. Mm-hmm. He went over to his like his you know his local barber shop, you know.
Yeah.
He nobody by a name, bro. He got his favorite barber, you know. He don't have to wait. He only had to wait, bro. He walk into the barber shop. They give him a chair instantly, you know. That kind of beat.
Quavo?
No, not Quavo. Just a local man at the barber shop. Getting cut up, you know. He looking kind of messed up, bro. He give me CJ, bro. He's giving me CJ.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bad haircut.
You know, hairline messed up, you know, giving me.
Me right now, nigga. Put it back on.
You know, he went his barbershop to get right, bro. Uh-huh. So mid fade, bro.
Okay, well, Quavo giving the beats, what's going on? He scared me, I guess.
Quavo walking the barbershop, bro. You know, third Migo, walk in.
Migo!
You know, few. Walk in by himself. Mm-hmm. Well, not by himself. He had a little nigga with him. Walk in.
Pause!
Nah, nigga. He walk in, the barbershop cut comes off, snatch the you know, the cape off the nigga who's sitting down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta go, bro. Cool over here, bro. You gotta go. Mid-cut.
That's crazy.
Mid-cut. You gotta go, bro.
Nigga have his shit cut off like this?
Yeah, you gotta go, bro. Mid-cut.
There's only one barber in that bitch?
You gotta go, bro.
That's crazy, bro.
Now,
can you sue?
Can you sue the barber?
I thought you could sue.
No, you ain't pay yet.
Huh?
You ain't pay yet.
I didn't pay yet.
Yeah, you pay after you get the cut.
Nigga, a nigga stop your haircut midway.
Put a hat on, nigga. What the hell? Cable in here.
Okay.
Big Steppers walk through, bro.
That's crazy.
What? How would you feel mid-cut, bro, and your favorite rapper walking in, bro? Drake walking in.
Uh-huh.
You hopping out the seat? You hopping out the seat? Get men's out. Get men's out of this team.
Who's men's right here?
Who's men's is this?
Get him out of here. Get him out of here, man.
Waste man.
Bro, I'm not moving Drake. I'm sorry.
Dang.
Not Rosa Parks. I mean, Rosa Parks in that bitch, bro. I'm not moving, bro. That's crazy.
Somebody said, I don't care if Obama walking that bitch. I ain't moving.
That's crazy, bro. That's like ultra disrespect, bro. Like, unless he's like a fucking big time, like, client only, mm-hmm. like, barber, him doing that is going to, like, fuck it up for the, like, little niggas that are coming in, you know?
Yeah.
Like, bro, I bet money that little niggas come in there more than Quavo. So why would you kick out a paying customer just to have this one cut for Quavo?
You know what's hilarious?
What?
Quavo got dressed, bro.
I'm saying, bro, it'd be like a little tape up, bro.
CJ, can you walk in, bro?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna ask again.
I'm GD, bro. Get out. I'm GD, move, bro.
That's crazy.
And guys, may move, bro. Get out of the seat.
That's crazy. I'm not moving, bro. I'm not moving on that. That's
bro, crazy. You about to go to the moon? I'm about to stay right here, bro.
Yeah, bro. It's just insane, bro. Like, for the barber to snatch the cape off and tell you gotta go, bro.
Bro, just put Quavo in a different seat.
Nah, he want him. I want that one.
Like, I want like, that pit Quavo in a different seat. Go back and forth type shit. Like if it's that big of a client, I understand that you want to like, okay, look on it. Oh, okay, shit's Quavo. Mm-hmm. But nigga, that's just bad promo, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad promo. It's on footage.
Yeah,
footage. It's on footage.
Yeah.
It's coming in 4K, bro.
I can just tell you right now, bro. I can just tell you right now.
Bro, I thought it was just word of mouth.
That's
a bad look. That's a bad look. And bro,
you seen bro's head? You seen dude's head, bro? He needed that cut, bro. He needed a cut bad. Yo, he been playing Smash all year. He know pain that was over, bro. He didn't go back to barbershop, bro.
That's awful. Yeah, that's awful. That's awful.
Yeah, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not moving either, bro. Putting out of weight, bro.
Alright, you already going to the gaming?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, bro. Okay, now this is a topic I thought of, because you know I've been binge watching Young Justice. You know, mm-hmm. Can't say put me on. I
did put you on.
Can't
bro.
Say put me on. Didn't
every
on.
Podcast every
nigga,
time
we watch, literally watch Young Justice since he's fucking what?
And you left it in the dark, bro. I'm gonna get canceled. Cause niggas like y'all.
Nigga, it got canceled regardless.
No,
bro.
It was on hiatus.
No, it's not. It was got canceled, bro.
It was on hiatus. Niggas ain't come back. Niggas ain't come back, bro.
Nigga, how is it on hiatus?
I was there day one.
How is it on hiatus if there's no more episodes to watch?
It's on hiatus. It's like Hunter Hunter on hiatus, nigga. Hunter Hunter canceled?
No, teachers don't get hiatus, bro. They get canceled if they're doing bad,
it's
bro.
It's on hiatus, bro. It wasn't doing bad, bro.
I feel like it had the same like Snyder effect. Like, nigga, like, bro, Witching Justice, then it came back. I don't think it was on hiatus, nigga.
It's hiatus,
bro. That made zero sense to me.
Hiatus, bro.
But
same cast, same story. Hiatus.
Anywho, I'm watching Young Justice. And, bro... No, it just made me think about that, something like in a grand scape, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, why is it that like live action movies, mm-hmm. like makes it a big deal of like bringing in new characters, like bro, Young Justice, bro, I done seen Joker, Riddler,
save him,
like. Killer Frost, Zoom, you see everything, Doomsday, Venom, Savage, mm-hmm. Kid Flash, Impulse. Green Arrow, like Black Beetle.
What's his name?
Black Beetle, Blue Beetle.
What's his name? Apocalypse. What's his name? I can't remember his name.
Wait.
Nigga with his hands always on his back. What's his name?
Yeah, Darkseid.
Darkseid.
Yeah. Yeah, we seen Darkseid. Bro, you seen everybody, and it'd be like episode 5. it'd be episode 5. Oh. I'm like, bro, why is it that like live action movies make such a big deal to bring characters in? You know,
mm-hmm.
like, bro, it's DC Universe for a reason. It's Marvel Universe for a reason. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, why is it so? Separated. You feel like
it's not. It don't feel connected.
Yeah, it doesn't feel as like okay. Yeah, it has like the end credit thing, or it has every now and then like Avengers. But watching that, you see like bro, it's literally their unit.
It makes you feel like the universe is not really a universe.
Yeah. It feels like okay. Oh, while watching Young Justice or Justice League, anything mm-hmm. you know, it feels like okay. They attack Metropolis. Everybody from Metropolis is gonna show up. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not to be Superman. But if I watch a Superman movie, Soul Attack Metropolis, it's just Superman. Mm. You know? That's not how it is. Like I don't care if it's Superman.
Maybe they're only going for like the Superman aesthetic for that movie. Like, as being
double. But it don't matter. It's still DC Universe. Mm-hmm. You know? It's...
You go. I get what you're saying. Like, why don't they bring like other characters in? Like, why is Superman helping? Why is this not working? Mm-hmm. I think it's like a money thing, bro. If they really wanted to work, they need to bring in. This has to do with another topic. Like, what do you even do with the whole DC like universe in general? Because right now,
movie cinemas.
Right now, it's on fire, bro. Ezra Miller is one man army, bro. In Hawaii, bro. They can't find a nigga, bro. He teasing. He
too fast for niggas.
He doing the. What's that nigga who did the race?
Take K.
He posted on Instagram, bro. Find me, nigga. Fast Man Alive. Like, they're looking for his ass. They can't find him.
Like, they're looking for him, like, police? Or, like...
Yeah, they're looking for him. and then Warner Bros. Already said they're not continuing working with him, or them, after, with them after the, after the Flash movie. I think what the problem is, they should, like, use, like, no-name actors, bro. Uh-huh. No-name actors, so they don't have to pay them
hundreds of millions of dollars. I feel like Ezra Miller was a no-name.
Yeah.
Like, but he wasn't that big of a name. I mean, he might have been, like, something a little bit, but mm-hmm. he definitely, this is definitely the biggest role.
Mm. I know he had a fan base before The Flash. Like, people knew them from somewhere. I don't know what it was.
But I mean, I'm sure they did, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm saying it wasn't the biggest it is right now.
Okay, well, look at Ben Affleck. Look at Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Freaking Henry Cavill, mm-hmm. you know? Freaking, I would consider Gal Gadot a B-list actress, but
who?
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I would consider B-list actress, but now she's not anymore.
Yeah, because I feel like all the roles they get now is made them A-list.
Yeah, actually, you know. I think they should start them. Get pen to paper, bro. Contracting niggas to death, bro. Get some no names. You Superman now, bro. You Superman for the next 10 years, nigga, unless you die. And give them a nice little contract. You're not making $100 million, bro. Or like get a bonus depending on how the movie do. But like your regular freaking pay is this, bro.
I feel like at the same time it kind of matters, cause like,
or get somebody who actually get somebody who enjoys comics, bro. Mm-hmm. Somebody who enjoys, like, I think Ben Affleck hated Batman. He hated it. Like, nigga, why did you pop a role just for money? Like, get somebody who enjoys the characters, so they'll want to freaking do a little cameo every now and then, you know?
Yeah.
You can't freaking somebody freaking, like, you can't get freaking Robert Downey Jr. to come back for every freaking Marvel movie. Because if you can Robert Downey Jr., you're not coming back for being Iron Man, it costs way too much money.
Yeah.
So, like, even though it makes sense, why isn't Iron Man not freaking helping Spider-Man save the city? Like, why is he not here?
But I feel like the reason they go with big names is because it brings in big people.
Exactly. I think you have to take a chance, bro. Look at the Blue Beetle movie. It looked good. Even though you just seen behind the scenes stuff, I don't know if you seen, like, the suit and everything. It looks good. I want to watch it. I don't know nothing about Blue Beetle that much. Mm. I don't know the freaking actor who plays him. I'm invested. I'm gonna give it a chance, bro. I think they need to, like.
But I feel like I feel like
I'm not the freaking.
Yeah, you're the anomaly, like the anomaly.
Yeah.
I feel like majority of niggas need to see a big name, and then they say, okay, I know that title. Then watch it. You know, mm-hmm. like if they drop a Batman movie and it was fucking some unknown nigga, like I feel like yeah, get Batman fans, but it's not gonna get the casual fans. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you got to mix it up, bro.
Yeah.
So I guess, and that's one thing. That's what I don't like, bro. Because like, let's say back to Marvel, okay. When they did Mr. Fantastic, and spoiler alert, when they did Mr. Fantastic and WandaVision, mm-hmm. no WandaVision, what's it called? Multiverse Madness.
Yeah.
It felt like cosplay, you know, cause like it's like, bro, I see nigga everywhere, and mm-hmm. now he's Mr. Fantastic, you know.
Yeah, somebody fan casted
Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
It felt so out of place, you know.
Yeah.
Seeing Jim from The Office.
Yeah.
Playing as Mr. Fantastic, or a nigga from Quiet Place. Yeah. You know, like
John Krasinski.
Yeah. I mean, I know his name, but yeah. I'm saying like, it's like I see him too many places. Like, we need to stop sharing the same actors, mm-hmm. type shit. Yeah. So I don't think that there's a weakness. But
so you think people want a big name more than the name of the person, name of the character in the show or movie?
Yeah, I think a bigger name does more work than a big comic book character.
I think that, but at the same time, if you don't try it, you never know, bro.
Yeah, I think like, if you don't try it,
you never know. Like, we didn't know who freaking Chris Hemsworth was before he played Thor.
And who was Thor? We know.
I'm just saying, like, in Avengers, he's like one of the top characters now. Like, Thor's one of the best.
Yeah, I know, but like, I'm saying that we talking about one off movies,
mm-hmm.
with an unknown name. Even if it flopped, it's not making no more sequels.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's hard to do.
So I feel like if Thor flopped, if Thor's a standalone movie, and it flopped the way it, I feel like, I don't think it sold out well. I don't know. I don't really know. I don't see the numbers. But for my interpretation, I'm niggas having too much of a nice thought about it.
Yeah.
If it flopped in a standalone film, he wouldn't be in other movies to be like loved more and more and more, you know?
Yeah.
It'd have been a one and done type shit.
Yeah. You definitely need the right writers.
Yeah.
You can't have some goofy shit, bro. And you just need a good story, bro. I hate to be one of those people, but like, if they want to save the DC right now, bro, to me, they kind of have a soft reboot, bro. They have a soft reboot to me. If they really want to save it.
I think they need a Bat Family movie.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like, but they getting rid of Regan, what's his face? Ben Affleck.
Nigga, we can do it with fucking I feel like Ben Affleck would have been a good like dad Batman. Mm-hmm. But
Robert Pattinson?
Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
I don't think they're like, I think it's like the same thing as Joker.
You think it's a one off?
Yeah, like they're like they're referring to their own separate universe. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, it don't matter. I'm saying like he's a bit off. I'm saying like they can bit off the Batman film to bring in the Bat Family.
Yeah.
Bro, it's been so long since we touched that, and I feel like that can damn near go head to head with Avengers if they do it right.
Yeah, definitely. Like a Gotham Knights. Well, Batman and a Gotham Knights.
Yeah, Batman, like Batman, Robin, Nightwing, and Batgirl.
That literally could be
versus like Red Hood and shit.
They literally could be their Avengers, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That could be their Avengers.
I'm saying like they don't need to go crazy with it. Justice League. Yeah. They can start Bat Family, bro. Tell me y'all not watching a live action Batman vs Red Hood. Tell me not watching that.
Fire, bro. Fire. Like who is this? Like why is he doing this? Like
yeah. That should be fire.
Because it has Joker on there. Have another villain on there.
Yep.
Have the freaking actor who like cinematography, the freaking deep acting. Have that on there because you need emotion in it. Mm-hmm. Have freaking action. It'd be cool, bro.
I'm telling you, bro.
Speaking of Joker, bro, you heard about Joker 2?
Mm-mm. Isn't that bad?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, good news and well, depends on how you like this actress or singer. They pretty much are eyeing Lady Gaga to be Harley Quinn in Joker 2. Which is, she's been on acting back lately. I think she either got
don't count rigged
Oscar nominated
rigged.
Or
don't count rigged.
Okay, so she might be Harley Quinn, but here's the big news, bro. It's a rumor and it's not like a freaking like oh just like a wild.
It's the last remake rumor.
Yeah, this is a rumor. Mm.
Leak.
Yeah, I'm pretty much leak. Joker 2. Musical.
Hmm.
It's gonna be a musical.
Nah.
You don't believe it?
Nah.
I'm not capping, bro.
So you seen Joker 1?
No.
Okay. But,
musical, bro. See, you not seen From the Boys, CJ?
Yeah.
The whole movie, bro.
It makes sense,
Lady Gaga?
I can see you having a moment, like a musical moment. But
in The Boys.
They said musical.
How'd that even fucking work?
Maybe Harley Quinn the main character, kind of. They see from her eyes.
Nah, not watching it.
You not watching the musical, bro?
Not watching it. No, they better not fucking play my nigga, bro. Joaquin, bro.
That's crazy. He looks like a black nigga.
That nigga work way too hard for that role to turn shit in that musical, bro. This is the ideal, bro. Nah, bro. You saying skin that nigga got for the role, bro? Come on,
you better stop breakdancing and shit, bro.
Stop playing that nigga, bro. Stop playing that nigga before you really whip it out your ass, bro. Stop playing that nigga, bro. My goodness, bro. That's all we got in DC?
Yeah. But DC, guys, to me, they have the soft reboot, bro. Soft reboot.
I don't know. I don't think so, bro. It's too... It would be corny at this point to a soft reboot, bro. Because we're so far in the movie universe. Like, mm-hmm. even, like Marvel, bro. You're not crazy to see Superman Origin again right now, bro. Or Batman Origin again right now.
You don't have to do that. You have to hold people in hand. Keep the ones you like. Give it the ones you don't like. You don't need... They're not working on Flash anymore. Mm-hmm. The whole freaking Cyborg and Warner Bros. Thing. Sorry, Axum. Nobody care about Cyborg anymore anyway. Anyway. Honestly, I think get rid of Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, but that's because her movie's written bad.
I take it back.
Fuck,
she get Wonder Woman.
Change the fucking writer. Don't ever let that lady write her again, bro. I'm sure it was great because you want to win, bro, but I think it's a bunch of freaking simps and little girls watching that movie, bro. Like, ain't no real fans watching Wonder Woman like that. I think it's off reboot, bro. Start over. Use the Flash movie to start everything over, bro. I want when the Flash movie ends, and they take off his mask, it's a nigga from CW. It's Flash CW. That's all I want, bro. I want that shit to be just completely remastered, bro.
We switch places?
Yeah.
I don't think you need a soft reboot. I just think you need one good movie, bro. One good movie, then boom, we're back on track, bro. Mm-hmm. We need one good masterpiece movie, no debates. This is masterpiece. Mm-hmm. This is Infinity War of it don't gotta be that big like that. This is a title that have all been just leave. Mm-hmm. We just need that one title, bro, to like everybody be like, bro, we can't deny it. This is perfect, bro. This movie is great. It has the perfect amount of light moments, dark moments, fighting, camera work, everything's mm-hmm. perfect, music. Mm-hmm. We just need that movie, bro. I don't think we had it yet, man. I don't think this has had it yet. Besides, like, at least go back in time with like fucking Dark Knight and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, this thing needs some help, bro. Needs some help, bro. Mm-hmm. And that don't mean just copying MCU, because it don't work for DC. I don't think. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's just different vibes. You can't go all Spider-Man-y with fucking Batman. I'm sorry, bro. Yeah. But in some more movie shit, the Avatar: The Last Airbender is coming back to claim the throne, bro. The best cartoon cinema, bro. Mm-hmm. With three whole movies, bro.
Animated movies.
Yeah, three anime movies. My bad.
And the series just finished wrapping a couple of days ago, too.
The what?
The live action just finished wrapping a couple of days ago.
Oh, I'm excited for that. Yeah, the live action Netflix show.
Yeah. But the movies, bro. I'm kind of excited for this, bro. I think they're supposed to base around, it was Zuko, which I think they want to base it off the,
comic book?
Yeah, I listened to someone read it. Like the last little missing chapter.
Yeah, like, it's like Zuko like find his mom and shit like that.
Find his mom and like Aang helping like helping the other nations like forgive the financial stuff like that.
I don't see how three movies though.
What do you mean?
Like how they gotta ask for three movies?
Hmm?
Gotta ask for three movies?
Yeah, because it's not working with Aang. I believe it's Aang, not Aang. Dude gets a movie because Aang will be on there obviously.
Uh-huh.
Then Kaoshi, remember Avatar Kaoshi, the painted face lady, the one who killed the nigga by
fans.
Yeah. She was the first one that said Aang was like what should I do about the Fire Lord? She's like, put him in the pack, bro. Yeah, I'm sure. Put him in the pack. That's what I would do. and then I think we got a Korra movie. All right. I don't hate Korra, but she's probably my least like the one least excited for because. I feel like, I don't know, I wasn't a fan, bro. I wasn't a fan of Korra.
This is not as good as Avatar, bro. It's not good as Aang.
Yeah, not as good as Aang. Yeah, I tell you about it. I was a fan of Korra. If Avatar was a 10, Korra was like a 6, so.
Damn.
Bro, am I lying?
I mean, nah.
Am I lying, bro?
I hate that number 7, bro. I feel like we need to get rid of that number 7. But, because like, bro, it's so safe. But yeah, I probably get a 7.
What's the same, bro?
It's so fucking safe, bro. Like, I thought you just go with 6 or 8, bro.
Yeah.
Give me the fucking 7, bro.
But yeah, it was okay. But I'm sorry for these movies, bro. Especially Zuko movie.
Yeah.
Zuko is one of my favorite characters.
And it's like theaters? Are we talking about like...
No. Paramount Plus, bro. You know
what I'm saying. Oh.
I mean, they could do theaters, but I don't see it. I don't think that people will go watch it.
I think they would.
I think the Paramount Plus like exclusive thing.
I think it would like if it's like, you think it'd be better than Spider Verse?
No.
Oh, never mind. Shit.
Better or bigger?
What do you mean?
Like bigger? Like
no, better movie. Like but like better like story wise, fight scenes. Not bigger because Spider Man's a fucking bigger name than Aang.
It's hard to say. I'm gonna lean on no.
Okay.
Hard to say. But I'm leaning on no.
I'm saying like if it had the right trailers and shit, I feel like it can do pretty good.
I don't know because like, it's kind of built on nostalgia. It's kind of built on like you don't really need to know Spider-Man. You know the idea of Spider-Man to watch Spider-Man. You know.
I'm saying. I feel like the Avatar fan base, Avatar: Last Airbender fan base, is pretty big. You know, like.
I don't think so.
I think it is.
I think it's like a niche, like, cause if one of us, I don't think CJ would know who Avatar is, bro.
Think that's true?
Yeah, probably.
I feel like I can go to Walmart right now and find an Avatar Last Airbender shirt.
Maybe. I don't know.
You probably could, but.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I feel like
you're kind of underestimating that a little bit.
Maybe I am. I just know probably for the money, they want people to stay on Paramount Plus. They want people to keep buying it. They want people to sub.
It's
probably going straight to the app, bro.
Yeah, that makes it definitely sense.
But yeah, I'm excited for this movie. I definitely paid the freaking $7.99 to watch the movies. But I think they're going to spread them out like yearly. It's not coming out like one year, so.
Oh, definitely.
But this comes on the heels of the news. I think they're making like a dozen different Avatar like different like show, movie, whatever you want to call it. Like different, like.
Like a dozen? Like after a dozen?
Different shows and different movies.
Like Avengers? No?
Yeah. I think that's what this is like. They're trying to crank them out. So this is like the first of many.
I mean, I'll definitely give it a chance, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pass it yet.
ACU?
Yeah.
Hey, maybe. Speaking of AC, bro. Assassin's Creed. 15 year anniversary, bro. We just hit that, bro.
15 years is crazy, bro.
Yes, I think the first Assassin's Creed came out, what, 2007, I think.
I guess.
Hard-ass PS3 game. Mm-hmm. I don't know what PC exclusive, but I guess everything. But how do you feel about the state of Assassin's Creed? You know?
I think they're happy with the state of Assassin's Creed. But me, playing from like the beginning, I didn't beat the first two. Played them. But playing from like the third one on to now, I miss the old, like the older feel of it. Now it's like RPG, like Elden Ring type games, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of that. I think there's a perfect like way, like it's a perfect like in the middle spot that they're missing, you know? Maybe like, you know, make the combat maybe a little harder, you know? Maybe you can't fight 20 niggas,
yeah.
You know? But maybe you can fight 7 or 8, you know?
So kind of like Unity, because I don't think Unity, you can fight homeless niggas.
Yeah, Unity can fight that many. At least to me, at least, I mean, I was not good. Maybe one that guy.
I know, I think they literally trained, literally set it up so you can fight homeless
yeah,
niggas.
Yeah, yeah, make it like that, you know, maybe increase the difficulty just a little bit. And they need to, I feel like to me, they need to find a way to bring back, like, the modern stories, you know?
Yeah, storyline, that's what I'm saying.
Because right now, to be fair, I haven't played since
Valhalla.
I barely played Valhalla, so I don't, Valhalla. I barely played.
Shit, no, you started again.
I barely played Valhalla. The one before that, it wasn't Origins. It's one in the middle there. That one.
Odyssey.
And
I remember that one, bro.
Yeah, last I remember the game. Last time, the modern person was there, but it was like it was she or they didn't feel important, bro. They didn't feel important. It felt like a blank slate, you know?
Yeah.
I remember when Desmond was alive, it kind of felt like it had a story, bro.
Like since the first game to like
yeah, game. It had a story, had like a it made you want to keep seeing where it went. Now it kind of feels like okay, well
they kind of like standalone titles almost, but it's got Assassin's Creed.
It kind of feel like I'm playing. It don't feel, what's the word for it? It don't feel not important.
You skip games now.
Yeah, it's like okay, well I mean. If I die in back in time, it don't really matter, you know. Like I just rebooting back in the madness, bro.
Yeah. It definitely lost some of his heart, you know.
Yeah. Especially in Black Flag, you were like a corporate employee who was playing the game, you know.
Oh yeah, it was my first person
trying to make a movie.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I don't know, bro. It's like Assassin's Creed, such an iconic series, mm-hmm. and I feel like it's getting worse and worse, like reputation wise, yes. You know. Like, people might like it more. I don't know, but me personally. This game is not saying no more, man, bro. It used to be that perfect mix of stealth and combat, and like now looking at it, nigga, you just shapeshift into animals. You got superpowers, mm-hmm. nigga. Almost like fucking Red Hood on fucking Gotham Knights and that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not what I want from a testing game, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of losing that whole. It's like the more and more games, it's like less become testing, you know, mm-hmm. which is kind of funny to me.
Yeah.
So I'd rather them to have a whole like change the title of this and then leave Assassin's Creed alone, you know.
Yeah,
definitely. I'd rather have that, man. Whether called the Creed,
yeah, spinoff or something,
or anything besides anything, just stop hurting the franchise. I feel like 4 was really that last good one, bro.
Yeah,
the last solid masterpiece of Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, and I think they should bring back the multiplayer, bro. Bring back the multiplayer for a second. Bring back another co-op Assassin's Creed. I think you did it. Unity dirty. They rushed it. Wasn't done yet. They wasn't used to the PS4 yet. Bring back multiplayer, bro.
I feel like multiplayer is an easy cop out, you know.
I'd agree with that, but I feel like it's kind of weird. There's always like a whole bunch of assassins, like mm-hmm. you're supposed to be a whole clan of them. I mean, usually, and when you're playing it, I feel like just you doing the work, bro. Like, damn, nigga. I'm only assassin here. I'm Nick Hayden Flores, bro.
Yeah, I feel that. I definitely feel like it should feel like more lively.
Type yeah. Thing.
Anything else you want to say that?
No.
So you're wrapping up the last topic right here?
Yep.
All right. This is a requested topic. Again, this is live. So if y'all want to Toe tap us in or join Discord. The link is in the description of the YouTube for the audio listeners. You can leave topics for us to talk about. But a topic came from a one of our fans. Anime versus video games. So I was going to have this debate, all right?
Anime versus game. I would say, okay, enjoyment. Let's go to that first. Enjoyment, story, and then maybe impact, I guess. Impact of, like, you know, niggas, you don't see people walking around doing company halls like that. Like,
yeah,
impact.
Yeah.
If it transcends that realm. Enjoyment, bro. I think it's video games, hands down, bro. Hands down.
Because they got the edge, bro. They got the interactiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can play as, I don't really know, like a non-anime video game. Like,
God of War, nigga? God of War?
You can play as Kratos, bro, okay?
You don't know a non-anime video game. Well, I'm gonna go anime.
For enjoyment?
Yeah.
How? How can you enjoy, like...
I think I got more goosebumps watching anime than playing video games.
I disagree.
Bro, like whether it's Goku Turner, Ultra Instinct, fighting Jiren and shit, breaking the internet, or fucking Naruto fighting Pain and shit, you know? I feel like no soft shit, bro. I feel like anime has more of an emotional hold on me than a game does. Like, oh, I'm gonna spoil the glasses for you, but never mind. For you, you didn't beat it yet.
Okay. Let's go story wise. Okay. Which are the better stories to you? Video games or animes?
Animes, 100%.
Yeah, probably anime.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Come on. Stop it.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm not a huge anime person anymore. Like, I know the mainstream stuff. There's no anime that I've seen so far that makes me feel the way that playing Last of Us the first time made me feel, or playing God of War, PS4 made me feel, bro. The story for those games are freaking amazing, bro. Like game and a video game, bro. You're allowed to like you're like put into the world, bro. To me, anime, you kind of like feel like you're watching the world. You know what I mean? When somebody that you freaking like in a video game, or like somebody that annoys you in a video game, like it feels like it makes you mad, like here. But someone like annoys you in an anime is kind of like, you know, they die. It's like, oh, all right, you know. When somebody dies on the game that you care about, bro, it's like, dang, bro, he really did that, or shit, Kratos really rapped this way, or Kratos really punched a nigga off the mountain. It felt like you feel more like in line with the character feels, you know. Like, damn, nigga, I really just climbed out of the mountain for this nigga to punch me off of it. Like, you feel that way because that's how Kratos feel. You feel that way because you just did it with him. Anime feels like, okay, well, I guess it's part of the story.
I don't know. I think this is such a picky or a touchy spot with home story.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can definitely say story. There's some good story modes in games. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like majority of games, especially nowadays, they're just bad. I get this reaction when I play, like, when I see cutscenes now in games, I just want to skip them immediately. Because, like, bro, it's almost, like, so cookie-cutter, basic, just like, story, just have a story type shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's a, like, there, a lot of them are just boring, bro.
I just feel like the best story for a video game way outdoes the best story for anime to me.
You think Last Story better than anime?
Yes. Last of Us 1 to Last of Us 2, I think so, yes.
You think God of War is better than Tekken?
Yes. What do you mean? God of War is a freaking movie, bro. It's a movie.
God of War feel like a Marvel movie. It feel like Thor.
No, it don't.
It feel like Marvel movie.
It's not full of Marvel movie. It feel like
a Marvel movie. Like a Marvel movie. A good ass Marvel movie. That's what I feel like.
Yeah, it's good. I'll tell you that. Yeah, shit's good. It's a freaking movie, bro.
Cause just the way it feels like, I feel like some characters like remind me of like a Guardian Galaxy type vibe. Mm-hmm. When like with that nigga with building weapons and stuff like that.
The trolls and it, or the elves or whatever.
Yeah. It has that like humor, that perfect amount of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And the fight scenes are good. It's like they all cinematic fight scenes.
And it has like comedic relief like within like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a Marvel movie. I played that game.
Yeah.
So I definitely can see why you like it so much. I just don't think.
I ain't gonna lie, not the freaking Dick Ride God of War, bro. But I feel like if they just took all the cutscenes, right? You course some of the gameplay because some of the fights are kind of like cutscenes too. Mm. And they put it in theaters, bro. Should make money. That should make money, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I just kind of fire, bro.
Yeah, I agree. I just feel like there's more. Okay, there's more anime with better stories than the games.
Okay, that's fair.
I thought about that.
Impact, bro.
Impact. Oh, characters. Characters.
Oh, yeah, characters.
The anime got better characters or video game better characters?
I give the anime, bro. I give the anime. I give characters anime.
So what about you?
Yeah, I probably give characters anime.
Yeah, me as
well. It's by sheer freaking size, you know? Sheer freaking, like, because, like, the characters are what make the anime. So, like, Goku's, like, without Goku, it would just be freaking an empty wall, you know? A video game, you can pretty much, like, if it's a shooter, you can pretty much have, like, a blank slate. Oh, yeah. Anger and point, shoot. Oh, angry. Like, that's all you need, you know? but with anime, you need the character to, like, push the story forward for you to care about it, you know? Mm-hmm. I agree. The anime probably have better characters.
Oh, yeah, me too. Obviously.
Impact, bro. What do you see, like, outside the room? Like, about like you see music, you see like memes, you see you know, people talking about it outside of like, you know, actually playing the game, but people like, you know, pop culture pretty much.
So you go first.
It's gotta be anime, bro. It's gotta be anime because like I don't really see, okay. When God of War was popping off, all right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many like people? Well, not popping off when it kind of like died down.
You talking about like talking about the old like God of War 1, 2, 3? You talking about like remake?
Let's go 3, I guess. Back in the day, mm-hmm. How many people were like repping at school? Pretty much, back in your days, you know. Not say
you know. You got liberty in this day. No, nigga.
Bro, I ain't never seen nigga wear a Kratos shirt. That's all I'm saying, bro. Nigga wearing a Dragon shirt right now, bro.
I would give it video games, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Culture Impact?
I think Culture Impact, bro. I think I'll probably get video games. Because we get the movies. We get the freaking... We get freaking, like, every time something horrible happens, you see people, like, blaming on, oh, this video game making kids do this. Like, you know, you get, like, and I think, like... the meme culture, like, I think meme culture is part of video games. Just, like, I think the whole, like, internet culture is kind of based off video games. Not, like, off anime, bro. I feel like anime is kind of niche, but loud, you know? Niche and loud.
I definitely think there was an arc, all right? Mm-hmm. I think, like, childhood, like majority of our childhood was, like, games.
Mm-hmm.
Then once you pass, like, a threshold, it just became...
Like, anime and games.
Nah. Mm-hmm. I feel like anime just took over.
Like, the culture, you mean? Like, the culture of
the culture, yeah. Like, I feel like it's more. I feel like you see more debates on Twitter about anime than you see about video games.
Definitely that. I don't know. Like, I feel like without video games, the culture as we know it, the parts that we hate, the part that we love, it wouldn't be there. Like, if you look at like how when like boomers get on Twitter or boomers get on Facebook, stuff like that, the way they like talk and the way they like communicate each other, it's kind of like, it's almost like. I'm gonna say bot like, but it's like almost foreign to someone who's played video games or just been grown up in that universe. And it's almost like we share like a language, and I don't think it came from anime. I think it came from video games. We share like a similar vibe, a similar like sarcasticness, a similar like pessimisticness, you know, similar humor. And I think it came from video games, not anime that much, you know. I think anime kind of like it's like an offshoot of that.
I can see that. It can really go either way. Impact. Cause yeah, like you got niggas who fucking grew up watching DBZ and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you got also yeah, niggas. You got niggas,
bro. We said this couple months ago, bro. I still believe it, bro. I think more niggas played Dragon Ball Z than watch Dragon Ball Z. I ain't gonna lie. I think more niggas played the story and watched it. I ain't gonna lie, bro. But
played the games.
Yes. I think more niggas played the games who watch the show. That's how you know the story.
I don't know about that.
That's what I think, bro.
See, what do you think about that?
I mean. For me personally, yes.
I think CJ is the majority, bro. I think more niggas play the video game. They know of the show, but they really got familiar with the show by playing the games, bro. I think that's what it was.
Oh, I disagree.
I think before they played their first Dragon Ball Z game, they kind of knows, okay, Goku's main character. He gets yellow hair. He had people look kind of look like him.
Bro, no one's having those universe too without knowing without y'all watching Dragon Ball. In some sense.
Yeah, some sense. But I feel like I guess it's with anything, but like I feel like you don't really know the story. Most people don't know the story until they play the game. And most people didn't follow it. They weren't around long enough. They didn't go back and watch Street Drama Z. After they played the game, or they saw somewhere of the story, they saw someone playing the game, and then they went back and watched it. Or they freaking just played through the first game, and they kind of know the freaking the gist of it, you know?
Nah, I disagree. I ain't gonna lie.
That's a different story. That's not... I just think video game has a... I think overall, video game has like a huge... Oh my God, I'm big. A bigger impact than anime, bro.
Okay. Yeah, we can agree to disagree. So
I'm gonna say a weird question, but it's like a
it is a harder to form like debate.
Yeah, it's a nuanced question because they feel so like not, it feels so different. You know, it feel like
they are different though.
Yeah, they feel so different.
It's a completely different type of media, so
yeah,
it's hard to compare. I see what you mean. But yeah, definitely if I had to pick one. Pick one, get rid of one other one. I'm keeping anime.
No way. Yeah, pick one, get rid of one.
Yeah, I'm keeping anime.
Video games, definitely.
I just feel like
anime. Pick one, get rid of one. That's crazy.
Anime just had way a bigger hole in my life than gaming. So
you probably gotta say video games.
Definitely.
I'm glad we got both, bro.
Yeah, I'm glad we got both. Thanks for I forgot whoever.
Narrator.
Yeah, narrator. Yeah, thanks narrator for submitting that question. Definitely a freaking nuanced question. So thanks for just giving us a question.
If y'all have your own topics y'all want to suggest for us, drop it in the Discord, or you can just leave it in the comments of the YouTube. For the niggas who are watching the audio, again, come over to the YouTube, rate it 5 stars too, on the podcast game.
Yeah, make sure you guys like people who are still here. Make sure you
Hit the like button.
Yeah.
Again, thank you so much for coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Before we leave, go to housekeeping. We got Twitter. Studio Struggle, and Instagram Struggle Studio _, YouTube obviously Struggle Studios. We have a gaming channel that we're live a lot in that bitch. We go live a lot. Okay, Struggle Studio Gaming. We also have a TikTok, just Struggle Studio. So if y'all enjoyed the stream /podcast, hit that like button, hit that sub button, turn notifications. Go to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Rate it 5 stars. Yeah. Share some reviews. Share it with your mama. Share it with your grandma. Come on now. Thank you so much again.
Deuces. Peace.